It was such a great privilege for us to be able to take a different role a little bit when recording this album. Tengu playing, I would say, is very different, and we've had this privilege of working with Leonardo Suarez Paz, who arranged the songs on this album. We got to experience and actually hear from him little things that we can do to sort of emulate that Tengu band sound, and it's a little more gutsy, it's a different kind of playing, and there has all kinds of little things we can do with our bows. And Leo actually grew up around Pizzolo. His father was Pizzolo's original violinist, so he was really, he lived and breathed it from his tender age, you know, when he was a kid. He actually got to hear Pizzolo firsthand.
I think we all felt like we got this sort of real window into the world of Pizzolo and Pizzolo's Nuevo Tango.
Maybe do you remember the first time you were swept away by a tango and what that was like?
For me personally, I had when I was a kid, actually, I had an album by Yo-Yo Ma actually playing tango. It was a Pizzolo album. I was amazed by the cello being able to do that. So that was my first experience. And I got to, there's actually quite a few Pizzolo's own band recordings out there, and that's the whole other world. So I think there's just so much in that. And Pizzolo's tango is also very specific. It's Nuevo Tango. So he took his classical training. He studied in Paris with Nadia Boulanger. He had actually dreams of becoming a classical composer, but then Nadia Boulanger told him, this is your real voice. That's who you are. You should write in that field. Took that classical training, applied it to tango, and it made it a lot more just concert friendly. It's not just dance music, it actually, you can just listen to it, and that's Pizzolo's.
Yeah, he wanted to bring the tango to a wider audience, and saying, you know, this is wonderful music that, whether or not there's dancing involved, it's worth a listen, and wanted it to be, you know, presented on concert stages as much as anywhere else. Pizzolo has this real special combination of the structure. Misha mentioned that he was a really finely trained composer. He has this way of combining the structure of his formal training with the in his bones and his guts kind of authenticity of this music, which was just so in him. And when you perform it, it's also exciting how much he allows, by way of example, if you listen to his original recordings, how much he allows for improvisation and taking of time and stretching and all these different colors. So there's really a lot in this music that you get to explore, and it's been really, really fun.
Now let's speak to this arrangement of Piazzolla's suite. And I know in the press release you talk about how the arrangement makes the song anew and breathes. It's literally like a new, almost like a new piece of music. I would just love to hear more about maybe how you feel this arrangement has transformed the suite.
So Jose Brocato, he was the original, Pizzolo's original cellist. He played with Pizzolo a bit, and they were, I assume, good friends. And so those arrangements are widely available, actually, and they are pretty much sort of a main structure of the pieces, and allow so much freedom for improvisation, for adding effects and mm-hmm. sort of taking different roles. And that's what I really loved about it. And I think that even, first of all, arrangements make it very different. Depends on which instrumentation it's for, who arranged it, and who, because you essentially choose what you're going to bring out into arrangements. You can't include everything. You have to kind of make your choices. And I think Jose Brocato made great choices in those season arrangements. But then we also get to add to it our own personality. And every time we play it, actually, is very different. Mm-hmm. There was kind of a funny part about recording, is that you had to choose one way or another, because you can only get one way on the tape. But
when we
actually got to, you know, record different versions of different solos and choose which one we like better at the end, but when we perform it, always we do it differently every time. So mm-hmm. So I think that's the beauty of Pizzolo's music. It never is the same.
And I would say also, you know, getting to work with Leonardo Suarez Paz, while we didn't work with him maybe specifically on the seasons, we worked with him on the songs that he arranged. He had such a close connection to Pizzolo that it brought such kind of authenticity to how we felt about it. You know, we felt like we had a real window into the world of Pizzolo. It sort of gave us permission, I think, to, you know, feel like we could really explore it even more and to go for those freedom-filled moments, to go for those solos, to go for those extended techniques without abandon.
And you wore many musical hats, I'm using your own words, in that, and you had the chance to emulate other sounds and other instruments, like emulating the bandoneon. I'm wondering, how did you emulate these sounds?
In my piano part, I always had the bandoneon sound when I was playing big chords, you know, like air going through the you know, the instrument and out. Bandoneon has a huge sound, and I try to really copy that in the fullness of the instrument.
I would say for us, for string players, speaking for myself, I think it's how we used our bow, and as Eric pointed out, the air, because accordion is, it's a, but then you know, it's kind of like an accordion, right? So there's air going through, and the way you use your bow, I felt like we could sort of emulate that movement of the air and the speed that the air would go through the bandoneon, because it creates certain shape to the sound. And I think that's something that I was trying to emulate, and I definitely had in my ears when I was playing certain solos. And I get to emulate double bass quite a bit, because that was definitely an important instrument in the
that
band.
That kind of walking bass line.
Yeah, walking bass line a lot, and kind of a little sloppy kind of pizzicatos that kind of hit back on the fingerboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I use the word gutsy already, but I think that it's really true. You know, it's a really specific kind of style, you know, it's a really specific kind of approach that it allows for. I think in all three of our parts, there's this opportunity to sort of feel bigger than just your instrument. I mean, certainly Eric can, you know, be as powerful as an orchestra easily. So, you know, also in the string sections, Misha mentioned it's kind of a double bass. There's also different percussive elements that we were introduced to, different kind of strokes, different not always pleasant sounds, but really kind of exciting sounds that we were asked to create. So yeah, we definitely played a lot of different roles from percussive to, you know, orchestral or pseudo bandoneon.
Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Thanks for talking to us.